My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
CeeDee Lamb got paid. Cowboys reach an agreement today on a record 4-year, $136 million deal that now makes him the second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The first was the guy who he was chasing at wide receiver, and that was Justin Jefferson. So when you talk about, I think Jefferson's at $35 million a year. The deal includes a $38 million signing bonus, the largest ever given to a wide receiver. So they get the deal done with CeeDee Lamb. And again, he was amazing last year. He's one of the top wide receivers in the league. I don't think this is debatable as far as where the market is. But, Zeno, as we talk about this, and we'll get to an NFL blitz here in just a sec, I'm going to let you hear Raheem Morris after the third preseason game. Preseason's over. Just come on, clap with me. Mm-hmm. Preseason's done, okay? And we'll let you hear from Taylor Heinicke as well. The final cuts will be done before the end of the week, obviously, and then we start getting ready for the Steelers next week. And I say that. They probably already are. But that focus will be, you know, honed in, and they'll be really focused in on what they're trying to do to the Steelers next week as we get to the start of the NFL season. 404-726-0929. Mark Zeno's in for Mike today. We were talking about Georgia Tech, and we will continue. If you have a text or a tweet, I do not call it X. I call it Twitter.
Okay? It's still Twitter.
And you can find us. Put them up. See Dukes. Dukes and Bell, 929. That's the radio show. 929, The Game. Follow the radio station and at Mark Zeno as well. You can hit us up and let us know what you think. I appreciate all the texts and certainly the calls, and I feel like you should be feeling the way that you are. You should be excited. You should feel good about starting the season this way. For so many years, you know, you don't start the season with a big win, or you get beaten by a team that you shouldn't lose to. This is the complete opposite. But Mark had a great point, and that was, how do you now deal with being the favorite? Because that's what's going to happen this week and probably moving through the next 4 or 5 weeks, to be quite honest with you. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, with the CeeDee Lamb news done. By the way, Dak, what's this mean for Dak, by the way? No deal?
He was never getting a deal. But, I mean, you know, now it's a matter of at least Dak knows as he heads into free agency, he's got his top target, the ball out. We saw what they were able to do last year. What did he get, 1,700 yards last year?
Yep.
I mean, that's insane.
It is.
I mean, granted, you know, there may be some differences now without the rest of the wide receiving core there, that it's only, you know, CD and the tight ends, that they may be able to double him, but do you really doubt CD's ability to continue to get open and things of that nature? I don't. So I would expect another big year from CD Lamb and Dak knowing that he needs a big year from CD to have him there. I'm sure they're both happy together about this.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hey, let's hear Raheem Morris after that third preseason game. Score doesn't matter, okay? Just doesn't. The work. They got the work in. And guess what? Atlanta were healthy. That's all that matters going into week one. With that said, our Dave Archer caught up with Raheem Morris after the game.
Roth, third preseason game in the books. There were a number of guys that went out and could be really, you want to compete if you put the helmet on. I thought they did that.
You know, they did. They went out against that first team for the Jags today, and they really fought. You know, the tough part for us as coaches and front office people is tomorrow in the next couple of days when you got to make these decisions, and they're never easy. And when they do get easy, that's probably when we shouldn't be doing this anymore. So we'll go out, we'll make the decisions, we'll get our team ready to go. And I can't wait to see those guys in helmets that didn't have helmets on the last couple of weeks.
I was fortunate enough to be in there as you made your last address to this group of players. And what you talked about how there'll always be Falcons. You love them for the effort they gave for you during OTAs, through training camp, and in these games.
They've done everything I've asked so far. When we talked about practice, we talked about how we practice, whether it was OTAs, whether it went to a tough training camp, whether it's been going on in these games, whether it's been playing or not playing, whether it's been being in the right spot at the right time. They've given me nothing but effort. They listened. I couldn't be more grateful and thankful to the guys in that room and what they've done. And for that, they will always be Falcons. No matter what people take from you, they're always going to be able to say that you were Falcon at that point in time during those moments. And they can't take that away from them.
Give us a 30,000-foot view of what the next 48, 72 hours. You got to get to Tuesday when you have to make this cut down. But how do you look at this thing? You look at it from inside out. You know who maybe 35 or 45 or 50 guys are going to be on this roster?
You know, obviously there's always a couple of guys you know is going to be on the roster. But really the ultimate goal is to find out who's the 48 going to play on game day. So the next couple of weeks you can define some of those roles, get some of those things clear. You'll be able to make some cuts, move on some people, put some people on practice squad, figure out where these things go, getting your week nicely into a nice rhythm before they get some off days. And then you come back and it's time to go versus the black and gold, man.
I know how much you care about these guys, but how much fun is it going to be for you guys to be able to go ahead and put the laboratory coats on now and start spinning that game plan to get ready for the Steelers?
There's nothing like that. You know, when you get into the lab, you get a chance to go in those dark rooms and talk with your guys and your fellow coaches, and you can really put together game plans to go out there and try to win. That's the beauty of football for all of us as coaches and players alike. Whoever can take that to the grass in the best ways, the guys can get the best results, and I can't wait to do that.
There he is, head coach Raheem Morris. Steelers are next.
Yes, they are. And by the way, who's the starting quarterback for the Steelers when they run in here? Oren? Turtle? Who's the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Mark Zeno? When we get to week one, who is it, Turtle?
It has to be Russell Wilson.
Russ?
And here's my theory. You can go from Fields to Wilson. You can't do the reverse.
Okay.
It doesn't. They're both going to start multiple games this year.
I think so, too.
I mean, I've asked that question. I've asked that question. Does it matter which one you go to, the elder guy versus the younger guy? It doesn't matter. In reality, the locker room is going to believe in one guy more than another. That's just the way it goes. Right?
Yep.
I mean, they're probably better off starting Fields and then going to Wilson because the ceiling for Fields is higher.
I agree with that.
Right? Like, the ceiling for Fields, and if he doesn't get there first, you might be in too big of a hole for it to matter if he can get there from week eight on. Right? So you have to hope that Fields hits the ceiling first, and if he doesn't, then Wilson can take over, and you're only going up from there, theoretically.
But if you don't start Russell Wilson,
what does that then
become for you?
It becomes nothing. It's $1 million you've paid him, and who cares? They're going to move on at the end of the season anyway. Listen, Steelers are not giving Russell Wilson a long-term deal.
No, this is a bridge year for both of these guys.
So, if anything, Justin's playing for his long-term future potentially there, but not Russell Wilson.
Well,
not,
I mean from a team perspective, from a culture, from locker room, like, if he starts acting a fool, are you going to just cut him?
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to do that.
I don't think he's going to act a fool. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see
that. He's done that everywhere he's been so far.
Well, he hated his situation with Sean Payton, and he didn't act a fool.
Again, I don't think – look, the dips on the plane and the quirkiness, that's not acting a fool. That's quirky, but he's not alienating the locker room. He's not hurting the team. He's not
– asking for your own office isn't alienating the team?
Well, they let him do it. That's the problem. They let him do it, Turtle. You're right. But it's one thing if somebody said, nah, that's not going to work, player. You're going to have to be
so
in there
with
everybody else.
So you think he's been humbled enough to just play ball for
Absolutely.
The year?
I do. And you know why? Because he didn't have any power going there. He was relegated, to here's your deal. Come on in and prove it. I'm just curious, and this is something we're going to talk about over the next few weeks. You're going to say Dukes and Bale doesn't matter, and Zeno's in for Mike. Yes, it does, because I think Justin presents a different problem for our defense than Russ does. And so that, from the first week matchup standpoint, it may matter. Here is our buddy Dave Archer also talking after the game. Final preseason game is done. Jacksonville came in here. I don't care about the score. Taylor Heinicke. You're keeping him on the roster? You're keeping Taylor Heinicke? You've got, obviously, Penix. We know the deal there. You're keeping three, right? You're keeping Heinicke?
No. I mean...
Of course you are.
No, you're not.
No?
There's no reason to waste the roster spot. There's just genuinely not. Like, at this point, you are loaded for bear. And depth in other positions is more important than depth at quarterback. You got to roll the dice with it. You have to, if you want to go in there and you want to try to, you know, win games early, especially against Pittsburgh, Kansas City,
Eagles,
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, you need all hands on deck, man. I don't know what, maybe later on in the year, but again,
now the new Kirk rule Cousins allows gets you hurt, to keep three, by
right,
the way,
but it does, and he doesn't count towards the 53.
Correct.
You know, but still. I'm sorry, he doesn't count towards the 48 on game day.
He counts
towards the 53, man. He doesn't count towards the 48.
Too, they can be claimed off the practice squad, technically speaking.
Yeah, but you can't put Heinicke on a practice squad. He's got too much seniority.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Right? He can't be a practice squad guy. So
I'm curious. Listen, they already let Paddocks go, right?
What Paddocks, is the reason to keep a third quarterback who's not going to see the field?
Well, a lot of teams, but this is the thing. Teams have run into this, as we saw 66 or 68 different quarterbacks last year through the course of a season. I think teams, and this is what the league said, the competition committee was like, we're worried about this as well. We have to make sure that teams are covered. I don't need my third string wide receiver coming in at quarterback at the end of the year when I don't have a guy that I can go to.
Again, if you get two quarterbacks hurt in a game,
it's possible.
You have bigger issues than not having the third quarterback on the roster.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if both quarterbacks are hurt at that point in time, you're making roster changes as soon as that Sunday game is over anyway.
I think you just
roll the dice. There's no reason.
I think it's a no-brainer. I think he's here, but let's hear what he had to say after the game. This is Arch with Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor, tough tonight. Certainly a little bit undermanned for you. You were out there with some guys that are scrapping to try to make the club, but you face the number one defense. Tell me about your mindset and what you're trying to get done out there.
Yeah, you know, obviously Miami wasn't good enough. Last week I thought we moved the ball very well. And then we knew we had a test coming up knowing that their starters were going to be out there. And I thought the guys came out with a great mindset. It's a chance for us to put some film out against number one, the ones on the other defense. So I thought we moved the ball pretty well. We just got the midfield and stalled out, you know, 2-3 times. So, again, we'll go back and look at the film tomorrow, see what we can, you know, change or do better and go from there.
You've played a lot of good football in this league here and in Washington. Tell me about some of the guys you played with. A couple of the wide receivers, Casey Washington you hooked up with a couple of times. Chris Blair was a guy you hooked up big time with last week. Tell me about those two guys.
Yeah, Casey, obviously he's a rookie this year. He's put some really good things on tape. He's looked good through all OTAs, training camp. So again, I don't get many reps with him, but when he's out there, he looks really good. Chris Blair, obviously, he came in last year, halfway through the season, and I got a lot of reps with him throughout last year and this year. So me and Chris, we have a great chemistry. Feel very comfortable when he's out there. I know where he's going to be, know what he's going to do. So you know, I'm a big fan of both those guys.
There's so much value to a veteran like you having you in positions where you've got younger players like that. Tell me about how you walk those guys through, kind of keep those guys minds in the game and try not to let them get down on any particular play.
Yeah, you know, the thing I try and portray to them is, hey, this is supposed to be fun. Don't beat yourselves up each play. You know, if you mess up, hey, move on. And again, you know, I try and speak very slow in the huddle to kind of point to where the concepts are going, just so we have a smooth operation. There's nothing worse than going out there, people lining up wrong, getting penalties, going backwards. So you know, the more I can help those guys and little things like that, you know, it's great for us.
A couple of patented Taylor Heinicke Houdini acts tonight. Tell me about a couple of those escapes you had.
Yeah, the one that comes out in my mind is the one I kind of just ducked under this dude, yeah. And kind of flipped it to Carlos. It reminded me of last year when we played Tennessee, and I forget his name. I think it's Jeffrey Simmons, the big dude, and I kind of just ducked under him. Yeah, I don't know how I do it. It kind of just happens. Yeah. But yeah, you know, football's fun, man. I grew up watching Brett Favre, and he used to make crazy plays like that. So just trying to portray that.
Well, you're portraying your own self. You've made a lot of plays. Tell me about your mindset now as we go into these next few days. You've been through this before, all that kind of stuff. Tell me what you're thinking.
Yeah, you know, it's out of my control. I feel like I did everything I could this offseason and during training camp, and we'll see what happens. You know, I want to be a Falcon. You know, the future looks really bright here. I feel like we have a really good roster. Probably one of the best rosters I've been on in 10 years I've been in the league. So, yeah, I would love to be a part of it. But if not, you know, again, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I just want to keep playing football.
Taylor, it's always been fun to talk to you. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen, and again, you know, he had an opportunity last year to kind of take this thing by the reins and wasn't able to capture the moment. But his experience, I'm not willing to give up on that. And Turtle brings up a good point. Maybe later in the season he's a you know, trade chip. There will be teams that will be in need. You just kind of just – I think you sit on that. There's some value there with Heinicke.
You're all hands on deck. You're all in on this thing. You've pushed every chip to the center of the table. Yeah. If not most of the chips to the center of the table. What do you need him for? Aren't you better with another safety? Aren't you better with another linebacker?
You just got another safety.
I get that. aren't you better with another linebacker? Aren't you better with another offensive lineman?
I got you.
Right? Who's more likely to get hurt? The quarterback or the O-lineman? The O-lineman is more likely to get hurt. You need depth there. You need depth at wide receiver, Rondale Moore. You need those. You need a chip to move across the board when somebody does get hurt, that you have a flexible roster spot to move because you're not holding a quarterback who's never going to play.
All right, we'll see what happens. Deadline's tomorrow, right? 5 o'clock? 4 o'clock tomorrow for all the cuts around the league. All right, NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Braves did win the series over the weekend.
Oh, by the way, real quick, I was told Bo Morgan tells me he can be on the practice squad. I thought he had too much seniority. The thing is, he has to make it to the practice squad after being cut. So if he gets cut, somebody could theoretically pick him up as opposed to the Falcons take him. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. I apologize.
No,
guys.
You're fine. There's a word. Listen.
Yes, you know.
There's a lot of rules out there. But this is why I think they're going
to
keep him.
Like, they can't just move him to the practice squad and keep him there. They have to cut him and he becomes a free agent and go anywhere he wants. And then he's re-signed to the practice squad.
If he wants to be here.
Right.
Correct. All right. We're coming back. I said the Braves won the series, but you've got something on your mind you want to share, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
The game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Big O behind the glass, our engineer. Kirtle, executive producing. We were talking about the Falcons, and we'll get back into some of that Falcon conversation. Georgia Tech fans, stand up. How about those Jackets, man? Beating Florida State in Ireland. It was a great game and a great way to start. And I simply said, what are your expectations now? We'll get back into that as well along the way. 404-726-0929. Zeno is in for Mike today. Listen, Braves win the series against the Nets. The big thing about yesterday was Money Harris gets hit in the left hand, leading off the game. And everybody was like, are you kidding me?
You know, The only guy I'm surprised it isn't hurt so far is the Freeze. I mean, that's like feels like the only healthy guy that's out there.
And I think I saw the Freeze lose.
I mean, you know.
Recently.
Like, when the Freeze pulls up with a hammy, that'll be the icing on the cake for the entire Braves season because I'm waiting for that to happen. Right? Like, that's the next injury that's going to happen.
Can you imagine? The Freeze has pulled up with just, a hammy. Oh,
just, you know, just, and you see him hobbling towards the finish line. The whole stadium holds that collection. But
it'd be brutal. It's brutal. But no, man. So Money Harris, he's listed as day-to-day. They did the x-rays, all that stuff. Underwent tests. So the good news is it's not broke. It's not going to be him out for 6 to 8 weeks like we saw with Riley. But they're on the road now. You got Minnesota. Tonight it's Freed. And then you get Philly for four games, which is, again, another huge series if you're going to do something here between now and the end of September. But you said something to me today. And I kind of got offended. But then I kind of.
Shocking.
Well, after I was offended, I was like, maybe you're right. And I want our listeners to hear this because at first you're going to react just like I did because it was like, no. But then I kind of want you to think about it because, you know, you might be right about this.
I mean, look, simply put, the Braves, and this includes the Mets, are everything that's wrong with that extra wild card in Major League Baseball. It's the exact reason why you didn't need it. Can we please save the playoffs for the best of the best? It's the same reason with college football playoff expansion. That sucks, okay? What about the Braves, since May 1st, has felt anything like a playoff team? What has felt anything like this is a team that can contend in October? Because I don't see anything that makes me feel that way. And the output on the field doesn't make you feel that way. Like, in reality, does this team really deserve, and the same goes for the Mets, it's not just about the Braves, that either one of these teams, because the Mets could make it, really deserve a shot at the title? The answer is no, they don't. Now, they're going to get one because we have to include everybody in all sports. We just keep stacking playoff teams. Let's give everybody a shot to win this thing.
All right, I'm back in my feelings here. Are you saying they shouldn't get a shot to win at all because they've not played great baseball throughout the season? That doesn't mean that they shouldn't get a shot to win it.
Look, if they would win a bad division, okay? I'm all for division winners. I don't care what your record is. Okay. They can be 80-82.
But you don't want them to be a wild card team.
We don't need extra wild card teams that are just fringe playoff teams getting into this second season. It's a waste of time. And somebody says, here come other people. Well, look what happened in the last couple of years. Your number one seed got knocked out. Okay, you have a 2-year sample size. Settle down, okay? That's number one. Number two, the idea that, again, you play a whole 162 games, okay? For you to just be mediocre, like, and the whole, oh, you just get hot at the right time. No. Nothing about this team feels like a playoff team. You don't need this extra wild card spot. You really don't.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah.
The guys behind the glass are losing their minds right now.
That's their problem.
Orin, this is such a disingenuous argument.
Well, Orin just threw his headphones.
Because you're discounting everything that happened to the Braves this year. You're essentially saying they don't deserve to be in the wild card because they suck. And that discounts everything that happened to them this year.
Okay.
Everything.
Again, the same with the Mets. They don't deserve to be the wild card either
because
they suck.
But the Mets haven't had the rash of injuries the Braves have had.
That doesn't matter. I don't care about the circumstances. What matters is your record because that's what dictates whether you get in or not.
Circumstances do matter because the Braves are 7 games over 500 right now, aren't they?
They're 10 games over 500.
10 games over 500
your
right now.
Your record is what matters, okay? Your record is all that matters. The circumstances, how you got there, do not matter to me. I don't care.
So if you're saying some way they find a way, somehow, some way, to win this division, you're cool with it. But if they don't, they don't deserve to be
if
in the playoffs.
If the Phillies blow the lead, absolutely, because they earned that. But
okay, so if the Phillies blow the lead, do the Phillies deserve to be in the playoffs? And if the Phillies blow the lead?
If the Phillies blow the lead, a division that they've led all season, and they're not the third wild card, yes, they belong to be. I'm talking about the last wild card. The last wild card. The one that they added 3 years ago.
Is he right?
Is totally unnecessary. It's everything that's wrong with this whole thing.
All right, one more, because Turtle's losing his mind in there. Orin, put your headphones back on. Turtle just said to me, you said, do they look like a playoff team? And you responded to me in saying what?
Well, you keep saying that they don't have anything that represents the passing eye test, quote unquote, but they have the presumptive NL Cy Young Award winner and a top three MVP finisher in Marcelo Ozuna.
He's right about
their
that.
Their team leads Major League Baseball in ERA. They have 13 shutouts, which leads Major League Baseball. They are tops in baseball in strikeouts. And, not just Marcelo Ozuna. Marcelo's almost a triple crown guy this year.
Okay.
And yet that does not that means nothing.
And one more thing because it needs to be mentioned.
That doesn't pass the eye test.
Shohei Ohtani won the MVP on a last place team. What is your point?
Is there,
should they have gotten in because they had Shohei Ohtani?
How many times has it happened?
Games?
How many times has a last place guy won the MVP versus how many
you're
times
characterizing
has a first place
as
guy?
The Braves belong in because they have a presumptive Cy Young and a guy who's competing for the triple crown. That is not the measure of whether you're going to win a World Series at all.
That
the Cy
is not
Young
about
Award
a measure,
winner
though,
is not on a World Series team. The MVP doesn't always end up on a World Series team. So what is that matter?
No, no, no. But if you're saying, are they equipped to be in the playoffs because they have those things, and it also needs to be mentioned, Russell Iglesias.
Are you sitting here looking me in the eye, and you're telling me right now,
he's right
as the Braves
that.
Is currently constructed, you think they can win the World Series?
Right now, they have a Cy Young Award candidate.
No, yes
they have
no.
an MVP
yes no.
candidate,
no,
and they have the best
things,
closer
yes,
in baseball right now.
That's ridiculous. The best closer in is in Cleveland. Stop, okay? Class A is the best closer in Cleveland.
Look at Russell Iglesias' numbers over the last 2 months.
Didn't he have like a streak of nobody getting on base like 2.5 weeks?
We're just
going
to ignore the whole season because we have numbers that tell us a story in the last 2 months.
What matters
yes,
more?
You're ignoring the whole season.
Yes or no? Do you think the Braves can win the World Series as currently constructed right now?
Yes.
You're a psycho.
Yes. You know why they
you're
can? Because they have four deep in their starting rotation.
It's not about it in the
need.
Playoffs, Zeno. It's not about playing the entire league.
He's right.
It's about
that.
Playing individual series, how you match up against individual teams.
Who
so
do
the
Braves match up with better right now?
Well, you know what?
Are the Braves matching up better with the Dodgers right now? Are they matching up better with the Phillies?
Aren't they 6-3
right
versus the Phillies this year? Are they not 6-3 versus the Phillies this year?
Yes, we own the season series. Yes, that is correct. He's right about that.
It's about individual series. You're not playing the whole league. I don't care about the Braves versus the whole league in the playoffs. I care about the Braves winning three games versus one team in a five-game series. Games versus one team in a seven-game series.
And again,
that's all that matters.
And again, you're going to sneak in as the last wild card, hanging around 500 for the better part of 5 months.
How do you know they're going to be the third wild card? What if they rip off 8 of their next 10 and they
would have done it. If they were good enough to do it, they would have done it already. If they were good enough to do it, they would have done it already. Trust me. Trust me. You want to know why I know that? Because the Cincinnati Reds have a better run differential. No, they don't. They had a better run differential for most of the season than the Braves, and they can't rip off 8 of 10 because they're just not that good. I mean, any team could rip off 8 of 10. It doesn't matter. Like, the idea that you're going to...
It doesn't matter. If they rip off 8 of 10, they're going to be in the first wild card spot. What do you mean it doesn't matter?
This is disingenuous.
Hold on. And this is what was going on earlier today. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't have a headache.
Yeah, not yet.
I'm just preparing.
And this is why I said, too, when he said this to me, I said, you're wrong about this. And I had to think about it. And I got to be honest. I've been saying that they haven't looked like a championship team
at all
season.
At all. There's nothing about them that reeks a championship.
But everything Chris is saying and everything Orrin is saying about the season series and the MVP candidate
you know what you're doing?
Parts of this team that make you believe that.
Dukes, you know what? Let me ask you a question.
What?
When you go, if you're going to go buy a house and you walk into the house and they go, kitchen sink is top of the line, toilet, newest model ever. Best toilet ever. Rest of the house, complete in shambles.
So you're saying Marcel and Chris are a sink and toilet?
Complete in shambles. Yes. Exactly.
You're talking about the guy who's going to win a Cy Young and a guy who might win the MVP are a good sink and a good toilet.
The plumbing in the house is great. The walls are falling down. The ceiling is really shoddy construction. But let me tell you something. The plumbing is perfect.
I'm glad
not
we
the
got
reason
a,
you buy a house.
I'm glad we got a Cy Young sink, Carl.
It's not the reason you buy a house.
I'm glad we got a triple crown toilet.
Zeno, here's what Pat says. Pat says, Dukes, tell this clown they literally just ripped off 7 of 10. LMAO.
7 of 10, and you know what they are? Still the third wild card.
Okay.
Still in the same spot. They haven't increased their position at all. So what is that? This isn't about the Braves, per se, as much as it is about the third wild card spot that's completely useless to me.
All right. KD Dub says the D-backs and Phillies were both 6 seeds and made it to the World Series.
Again, you have a 2-year sample size for that. Don't need it.
KB says, Dukes, please kick him off the show.
Come and get me.
We're not talking about the fact.
Brad tweets me and says, I agree 100%. The third wild card is such BS. It's just extra inclusive crap that you don't need.
So they've played all these games, right? We finished the season. They qualify according to baseball rules, even if I don't think they've been a championship caliber team. And right. You guys know I've been saying this all season.
Yes, you have.
But I still think they have the opportunity to play it out. You're like, hey, they shouldn't even get a chance to play it out. And
no,
that's the part.
Because I don't need it. Listen, does the 12 seed have a chance to win the college football playoff?
They might.
No. No.
They might.
No.
Who's the 12th seed?
No, it doesn't matter. No.
They might.
No. No. You want to take the 12 seed versus I'll take any opponent they're playing. And I guarantee you they don't win all
the They get a game and they get the same opportunity on a field of play that everyone else does.
Again, they don't deserve to be there. They don't deserve because of reality.
Deserve thing, though, man. It's so subjective.
It's not subjective. There are 6 to 8 teams that legitimately right now have a chance to win a college football national championship.
Because
the
12th
seed is not one of them.
Because Zeno doesn't want the participation aspect of it. That's what he's upset about. When in reality, if you qualify, you qualify. And that's just what it is.
Again.
It's just what it is.
You didn't have to add the third wild card. That's the point you're all missing. You're taking this personal because the Braves happen to be in a third wild card.
I'm not taking it personal.
You are taking
at all,
it personal.
But you made it about the Braves, so it is personal.
And triple crowns. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with you don't need a third wild card.
If this was the Yankees, Carl, I guarantee you that's an editorial in the AJC right now for Mark Zeno.
It'd be different. You obviously have no clue who I am. I've taken a dump on the Yankees all season long. They are a fraud.
What?
They are a complete fraud.
Oh, stop
it. It's Aaron Judge who's having the greatest season we may have ever witnessed.
But, Carl, they've been in first or second place the entire year, though.
All year.
He hasn't had.
You want to watch them get bounced in the first round of the playoffs because they can't hit?
You want more of this? You want more of this? By the way, Sir Ron says, put him up, see Duke. Zeno is consistent. Consistent with bad days.
Come at me, boys. Everybody. Hey, Drew, worst take you've ever heard? Trust me.
We're coming
I got worse.
Back. We got Yeah Man, No Man next.
And for Yeah Man, No Man, he's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what's going on? What a great weekend it was. Before, Georgia Tech rambling wreck. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Yeah, before I get started, I just want to say this. The Braves are 70-60.
See?
They're 4.5 games back of the first wild card spot.
Mm-hmm.
Only 3 games back of the second wild card spot.
And ripped off 7-10. Couldn't get better.
If you add those numbers together, for those of us who can do basic math,
that's, right. Yeah, okay.
That's 130 games.
Yeah, okay.
So that means they have 32 games left to play.
Yes.
You're telling me that they can't create or erase a 4.5 game deficit over the next 32 games?
Oh, they can. They just won't.
See, and that's where.
If they could have, they would have. Let me ask you a question.
What do you mean if they could have? There's still 32 games left.
Hey, let's pay attention. Let's use our eyes and let's look at what we've seen. Dukes, you and I did the show right during the All-Star break trade deadline.
We did.
What did you tell me? Don't do anything. Why?
Don't do anything.
Because it's not going to matter. Why? Because if they had all that time when they had the lead. Oh, by the way, at the All-Star break, you know what they were? They were the top wild card.
Not the third.
Not the third. The top
one. Get some help.
What's happened since then? Have they gotten better since then? How about no? If they could have, they would have.
No. You're sample-sizing right
here. Oh, now I'm the one sample-sizing. This is the last 2 months.
Way off. Because if you look at the way, where would you say this team is trending right now? Up, down, or neutral?
Neutral.
No way!
Neutral.
After beating Philly in the series and then taking 2 out of 3
you
from Washington.
You won 2 games, 3-2. You can't score.
Oh, so now we're taking in the score of the games that matters. It's not just winning the game. It has to be by a certain margin.
With the team.
That goalpost is getting further and further back.
You're missing the point.
First of all, you can't say that on the radio. Second of all, what has happened the last 2 years in the playoffs? The bats went cold, right? So how do you neutralize that?
The bats went cold with a lineup that could hit. Imagine what they're going to be with Whit Merrifield in the lineup.
Okay, but the difference is, you know, pitching.
Not the person.
It's the pitching.
He's right.
This
so
year
devil marks Zeno right
versus
now, man.
Last 2 years. Right now, you take Sale, Reynaldo Lopez, Max Fried, and Schwellenbach the way he's pitching
Max
now.
Max Fried with 12 walks in his last 20 and a third innings?
what is his record and how many runs is
7-7.
He's
on the heel tonight. No, he's on the heel tonight.
In those games.
No, okay. He's 0-2 and 2 no decisions. You want to know why? Because somebody put a shekel into the game tonight against Max.
What is it about that chair? Anybody in that chair has to get dumped.
That's a good point. Everyone in that chair gets dumped. I am getting a lot of positive quality comments on the Twitters about what's going on right now.
Yeah,
so
I'm looking at some of this too.
Yeah, because Twitter
potty mouth over there.
Because Twitter is a cesspool, and the people who love a good cesspool love Zinno.
Well, that's true too. I mean, listen, all of you
are
right.
Trying to say this that I'm
a cesspool? This is why I told you when we started this conversation. And look how it just bled over into yeah man, no man.
Sorry, guys.
It just bled over. I told you when he said this to me earlier, I was like,
no, you're wrong about this.
And then you thought about it.
And then I thought about it.
Yeah, maybe it's not so bad. And again, my contention is only, listen, if the Braves do that and don't finish in the third wild card, whoever finishes in the third wild card, I'd say the same thing about them. They don't deserve to be here.
Now, I do have to ask this one question. And then, Turtle,
you need to be outside the club, not inside the club.
I want to be inside the club. We do have this one tweet. And then, Turtle, I'm going to let you get going here. That says, Zinno from Ernie Davis might just be an Atlanta sports hater.
Nah.
And then someone else says, did the Colonel lose some money on the Braves?
No, I don't know. You guys got to include me in on these tweets, man.
I don't know.
At Mark Zinno. Hit me up. I love the banter.
I have no idea.
I'm here for it.
All right. You ready?
Well, I do have a question for Zinno.
Go ahead. Send it.
And
send
another
it.
Thing.
Send it. One more thing.
If I set the over-under for the Falcons at 10.5 wins, where are you going?
I mean, look, I believe it should be over. There is part of me, and I've said this before, if the Eagles or Dallas slip up, and I believe that is a realistic possibility, Falcons would be the 3 seed. Behind San Francisco and Detroit, Falcons would be the 3 seed. That is a very realistic thing. Look, I've told you guys this repeatedly. There is no excuse for less than 10 wins. There is no excuse for not winning the division.
No, I agree.
If they don't do those two things,
home playoff game, baby.
I will turn around and call this season a raging disappointment.
Home playoff game.
And I will not allow, I will not give anyone a pass. I will come out swinging at every press conference I attend if they're not 10-7 and have won the division when the season is over.
Despite all the hate, Zinno does ask a good press conference question. There have been several times where I've been waiting for a question to be asked, and ironically enough, it is Mr. No Sleeves himself.
It's on purpose.
That
well, he knows this because I can't.
You've known me since I've been here.
Of course.
When have I ever been shy in press conferences?
No, and I've texted you.
When have I ever not fired the hard question right at the coach right
because
in front of everybody?
Because usually these conferences are when we're on, and we can't be there. And I said, Zinno, I'll text him and let him know. Great question. Good job. There's no doubt about that.
I ain't scared.
That, yeah, he ain't never scared.
Should we do Yeah Man, No Man?
Well, I think that was Yeah Man, No Man. Well, I have no idea.
I do got a couple quick things.
Oh, do you?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, in honor of the great and talented Mark Zinno being here, a couple of odds for you guys from our friends at Bet Online. It's not good. It hasn't been good.
What do you mean?
It continues to not be good. The NBA Rookie of the Year odds are out. Yeah Man, No Man.
Risa Shea
is in the top 5 for contestants for Rookie of the Year.
He was the number 1 pick. Come on, Landry.
I'm just asking.
he was the number 1 pick. What are you talking about? He's in the top 5.
Who's the top Osmond?
Okay. There is a 4-way tie for 3rd, but Zachary Risache is at the bottom.
Okay.
So it's Reed Shepard at 6-1.
Right.
Edie, 13-2. And then Saar, Buzelis, Castle, and Risache, 9-1.
Saar went 0-15 in a summer league game. That's like being at the Y missing every shot.
Well, I thought preseason doesn't matter.
Give me a break. Summer league matters when we're all watching you're supposed to be that good. You miss all 15 of your shots.
I mean, I would lean on Edie initially. If not, I'd look outside the top 5. And take a flyer on somebody else, honestly.
Now you guys know I'm big.
Probably a guard.
I'm big on Reed. And I would have loved for them to have taken him if we needed that. Obviously, we didn't know they were going to make the deal and get Daniels, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Risha should have the best odds. That's BS is what that is. That's bull.
The who and the ethos that we want to build.
I'm going to say no man on that. And I'm still going to tell you that I think when it's all said and done, he should be in the running for Rookie of the Year. First on that list is what he should be.
Okay, before we get out of here, I also have the updated odds for the first head coach fired in the NFL. There's a top five. Two Eberflus. Are tied for number four.
Eberflus
is not in the top five.
Who is it?
Dennis Allen is 11-4.
Yeah, he should have been fired last year.
That's true. Mike McCarthy, 6-1.
He won't get fired.
Nope.
Bowles, 8-1.
Todd Bowles went to the Baker. It's all on Baker.
Yeah, I think he's bought himself at least 1 year by making the playoffs last year.
And people feel like they're closer than what their record was last
Baker's
year.
Baker's going to stink.
You think so?
Yeah, I've seen this movie before. Remember what he did in Cleveland his first year when he went to the playoffs? What happened the next year?
Well, he's not answering all these tweets like you are right now. He's not answering all these criticisms.
Good for him.
Maybe he's focused.
Maybe he's got a little humility.
Yeah, maybe.
Not a lot of that around here.
Humble yourself.
Oh, sorry.
And then Dable, Salah, and Nick Sirianni.
Salah's gone after this year if the Jets screw it up. Gone.
Salah might be gone by game six.
If they start out bad and everything stumbles, I would put him second behind Allen.
And then our guy, Mr. Growing the Plants and playing Rock, Paper, Scissors, Sirianni at 10-1. Yeah, man, no man. Any omissions on this list that you think? Well, apparently Carl thinks Matt Eberflus is on the list.
I only say that because he's been given everything now in Chicago. They retooled the roster. You got your quarterback, allegedly, right?
Can I give you one that
you spent money in free agency? Like, there's no – the defense is supposed to be good. If he blows that, he's going to get got.
Let me give you one. Doug Peterson. Listen, Jacksonville doesn't take a step back forward again after taking a step back last year.
The quarterback whisperer?
He's not that good.
Doug Peterson?
He's not that good. That was all Frank Reich in Philly. All of it. This is not a good football coach. This is not a good football coach, and there's plenty of data to back it up. When Jacksonville finishes third in this division this year and misses the postseason, that seat's going to get mighty hot, mighty fast by an owner who doesn't have a ton of patience.
So are you telling me Indianapolis Tennessee is better than Jacksonville?
Let me tell you something. I got a flyer on Indy to win the AFC South.
Okay.
Because the ceiling for Richardson is as high as it could be. Now, the floor is low. If he goes bottoms up quick – and it stinks. They're going to stink really bad. They'll finish behind the Titans. But remember, every year there's a team that comes out of nowhere. And why? Because you get really good quarterback play that nobody saw coming.
True.
Richardson, through four games, started to impress a lot of people. The knee injury and everything else.
So he's going to be C.J. Stroud this year.
That's aggressive to say he's going to be that good.
It is aggressive.
But he's going to be good enough.
I'm aggressive.
That this team – because here's the other thing. You know, the Texans are primed for some regression because – okay, now we've got a year of tape on CJ. Now we kind of know who they are, what they do. We have a lot of film study that we could put together. Things will get tougher for the Texans as expectations have gotten higher.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be as easy. People are going to be prepared for them when they come in. They're not going to think of them as a team that's just not that good.
But they're still going to be very good.
I think they'll still be good. They theoretically still should be a playoff team. But Indianapolis can win that division. And if Jacksonville finishes third, or even if they're somewhere near where the Titans are, Peterson might be gone.
All right. That's fair enough. I know.
So negative, just assuming the sophomore slump for C.J. Stroud.
I didn't say it was. No. That is a mischaracterization of what I just said. I didn't say it was a sophomore slump. I said the Texans are primed for some regression. Oh, by the way, guess what? Their defense still wasn't good last year.
It'll be better. But I'm with you on the Richardson situation. I agree with you on that. Hey, we got to run. Turtle, great job arguing with Zeno even more. We can take this into the break. We're coming back. Connor Riley, Dog Nation. It's game week, dog fans. We'll talk about that and much more. Stay right there at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Odyssey.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good,
and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.